3. The Rescue Centre. Ben and Henrietta knew a lot about pets. They knew that they couldn't let a naughty event like stealing Ben's favourite grapes go unpunished, in case it happened again. They took away Fuzzy and Coco's sweet spring carrots so that they would learn a lesson about not stealing other people's food. Of course, what they didn't know was that Coco and Fuzzy weren't naughty at all. It was Binny who had stolen and eaten the grapes. But she had made it look as if Coco and Fuzzy had done it. Coco and Fuzzy sat in their hutch feeling sad. They couldn't even go out in the garden, because just as they had feared, Ben had put a new lock on the hutch, and they couldn't work out how to open it. Luckily, Eduardo popped into the kitchen through the old cat flap to see where they were.
Amigos! He exclaimed. Why are you not outside in the beautiful sunshine?
Fuzzy nodded towards the door of the hutch. Eduardo gasped when he saw the new lock.
But how did this happen?
Fuzzy told him. When he got to the bit about the manners lesson and the poo problem, Eduardo laughed.
It's not funny, Coco said crossly. Imagine if the Queen had been there.
Anyway, then Ben came home, Fuzzy continued, and discovered the grape stalks in our hutch. He thought we'd got out and stolen his favourite grapes. That's why he grounded us and put the new lock on. I mean, we did get out, obviously, but we didn't steal the grapes. It was Binny. Eduardo pondered for a moment.
Well, you are in luck, amigos. For I, Eduardo Julio Antonio Del Monte, will free you.
He got his skeleton keys out of his satchel. They were keys that could open any lock. Eduardo always carried them, just in case he got trapped somewhere and needed to escape back to freedom in a hurry. Carefully, he placed a skeleton key in the lock and twisted it gently in his paws.
Ping!
The lock sprang open.
You should have asked me to rescue you this morning.